EMI is an acronym for Experiments in Musical Intelligence.
And what he built EMI to do is analyze things, specifically notes. Treat notes like data. In other words, he'll feed EMI a bunch of sheet music.
For example, Bach Chorales.
EMI will then convert every single note on the page into numbers.
Wow, can you describe what you see on the screen?
Well, there's thousands and thousands of numbers. There are five numbers for each note.
Numbers which represent all kinds of things.
The on time, the pitch, the duration.
A chorale becomes a huge mass of information, which EMI then sorts through, looking for patterns. Note 450 always seems to be followed by note 456, loud and then soft. She will find the patterns. Every composer has them, the little things they do.
The DNA of the individual.
Now, finding all the patterns, mapping the creative DNA of a composer, is in and of itself not all that interesting. It's what happens next, which is the spooky part. Cope hits a few buttons, and all the DNA starts to recombine. Ghosts stir in the machine. EMI Mahler. EMI Beethoven. Even Scott Joplin. And of course, his favorite, Bach.
Of course, then I became very excited about this prospect and immediately put in some Cope. And sure enough, my opera, which had taken, I don't know, by the time I put in the Cope, it was maybe 5 years had passed. The opera was written in about 10 days.